Merry Christmas, everyone. I want to start by making an announcement about our birthday celebrations. We've been doing that every 30th, I think 20th, 30th, all the way up to the 50s and 60s. Going forward, we're not going to do that. We're going to celebrate everybody's birthday of the month once a month. Amen? So we'll wait. Next Sunday will be a day to do that. If your birthday is in December, we'll celebrate you next Sunday. Does that make sense? So everybody's included, and we'll have a great time going forward and just enjoy our celebration together. Amen? Last Sunday was awesome, wasn't it? I want to thank everyone that was involved in that, and I just want to thank everyone that comes. You know, we acknowledged a lot of people last Wednesday, but I want to acknowledge everyone that comes to church, that God uses you by you being present and just worshiping with us as well. Amen? If you're visiting, welcome. We'll have a great time together. And I want to talk about Christmas with prayer. I mean, if you think about it, Christmas is a great time to eat, get gifts, and all that stuff that just comes with Christmas. I mean, there is food, decoration, light, music, good people, okay people, you know, all that stuff is going to be happening. But imagine yourself in this space where you have everything right. The food is right, the music is right, everything is right. And then your father says, we have a problem. And says, what? You need to go down on earth and help me with those people. Now? Yeah, right now when the food is all right and all the stuff is going on right now. That's a difficult thing to do, don't you think? If Christmas Day you ask, you know, you need to leave right now, leave the table right now. You need to go and help some people right now. And the food, can I eat? No, you got to go right now. That was Jesus' story. He was enjoying life. He was having a beautiful space. And as you saw in that spoken word, he had to come down on earth, change his body, come to mortal human beings, give up the comfort just to enjoy life, to come and enjoy life and be with us here in this world. And you think about it, so how do you live in a world when you've given up so much and have a good attitude? You've got to have prayer. If you don't have prayer, you're not going to do a good job being here on earth. So let's talk about that today, how you can do Christmas with prayer. Let Christ's attitude guide your prayer. In Matthew 5, 44, 45, it says, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Christ comes on earth to try to reach out to everyone, the evil and the good, the righteous and the unrighteous. That is the premise of celebrating Christmas. And think about it. It says, pray for those that persecute you. Christmas can be an exciting time in certain homes, but it can be a challenging time if you're around people that you don't like very much. The Bible says, though, pray for your enemies. I hope and pray that you can turn this Christmas to a time of letting go of stuff. That you are going to have fun, but don't let the person that has hurt you come in your life, and then when you see them, you can't just have a good day. Come through that space with prayer. Pray for them. Pray that God will help you to let go of whatever happened between you two. Pray that you can have a good time as a family. Amen? Pray for that day, because Christmas can be stressful. It can be stressful for the cooking mothers. It can be stressful for everyone else. But we really can have a good time if we pray about it. Amen? So let this Christmas be a time to say, you know what? I want to embrace Christ. I want to embrace that attitude of just giving. That's what Christ did. He left his comfort and came to give. That's what he really did. So give of yourself this Christmas. Get out of the comfort. Just don't wait to be given. And I know we're waiting for gifts and all that stuff, but be giving as well. It's possible that you don't get the gift you want. You may get the gift you need. It's possible that you don't get a gift at all. That the gift you have is that you woke up to a beautiful rainy day.
And that, you know what? In that rainy day, there are people that love you, the people that talk to you, but there's nothing material coming your way. There's no Lamborghini coming your way. There's no new dress coming your way. Just people loving you. I hope that doesn't ruin your Christmas. Because nothing happened and nobody, this is just have a good time talking to people and giving to one another. Pray for your enemies. Maybe you have stuff you're holding on, grudges. It's time to let go, man. 2019 is coming to an end. It's time to let go of this stuff. And just go through Christmas in a good spirit. Amen? Jesus was never too busy to pray. Christmas can get busy. I was in the malls yesterday and all that. People everywhere walking around, buying stuff, and kids crying, and all kinds of things happening. And I wasn't there to do anything. I was just observing society. I like to do that from time to time. I like to walk in the place and just see how society operating. They're walking here and doing that. And I'm like, why are they here? We're buying stuff. And some people were visibly upset with life. Going different ways. They couldn't agree on what to buy. And I said, wow, what a sad way to leave. This is Christmas. Supposed to be celebrating Jesus Christ. And I don't know if you've noticed, you hardly hear anything about Jesus. But you hear Christmas a lot. But we never go past that Christmas story and talk about why we're there for Jesus. It's commercialized. And as a church, we can lose that too. And just get busy, 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 but never remember I'm here to remember that Jesus died on the cross, was born for me, to give a life to me, came here and died for me. So that can disappear and just become a very busy time. When it's busy, the first thing that dies is you stop praying. What happens? The next thing that dies, you stop reading your Bible. The next thing, you're just running on fumes. Spiritually, you're running on fumes. You're not really talking about Jesus. You get very busy. And that's what I noticed, that people were so busy. But there was no Christ in it. You know, I walked around. I stood in the corner. People were queuing for a meal. You know, I went, looked at people in the food court. They were eating food, but most of them were on the phones. And I said, this is miserable. There was no communication. There was no connection. I thought Christmas is about a celebration of a birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. That there was connection that was supposed to happen. But nobody was talking about Jesus. They're all talking about, you know, people are getting shoes, getting food and all that stuff. And people walked and sometimes one was left behind. Sometimes the mother was in front, the husband was in the middle, the children were behind. It doesn't look like a family to me. It was a miserable time. And I said, they've gotten too busy to even connect. It's all become about, what do I get? It's not about, what relationship do I get from God, and how can we build a better relationship? So here the Bible says, yet in Luke 5:15-16 says, yet the news about him spread all the more, so that the crowds of the people came to hear him and to be healed of his sickness. Christ was such an effective giver. He made miracles, but not for him. He was always giving himself to other people. He was doing miracles. And so the crowd heard about him, and they were always coming to him. And the Bible says in verse 16, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. I hope and pray that you wake up on Christmas Day and have a prayer. Amen? Amen. I hope you wake up on Christmas Day and you have a prayer. Amen? Amen. You got to pray. And some people say, well, that's my day to sleep in. I have no issues with that. Sleep in. I'm all asking you, when you wake up, pray. When you decide to get out of bed, can you pray? Amen? Now, you can pray under the blankets, but be careful, you may snooze. But you need to pray. Does that make sense? The idea that just wake up and run for a meal or for the gift, no, pray and thank God for that day. I honestly believe that we can get busy to a point of not praying and getting very anxious about what will I get, what will I not get. Well, I grew up, Christmas was a party time. There was always food. People were playing and all that stuff. I didn't necessarily get gifts. I always got new stuff, new clothes, new shoes. That came on Christmas. That was just the way things, but nothing necessarily big in terms of toys and stuff like that. I had to make my own toys. I'm not saying that you should do that. I'm just saying to you that life has changed so much that we're losing something in terms of connection. So don't forget to pray because you're so busy doing stuff. Pray for the food, pray for one another, connect with the people around you, and please enjoy. Don't just be so busy trying to make it perfect until it takes out the fun of just being together. Prayer is not inconvenience. You know how you feel like, this is an inconvenience. It's my time to have fun. You're inconveniencing me. That's not prayer. That's not the way God says prayer. And Christmas can create that feeling where it's my time. I think one of the biggest challenges in the 21st century today is that we've become, the new God is the human right. Is the new God. This is me. It's my time. I got to do it. It's me time. Well, don't get me wrong. I have nothing against me time, my time. But I have an issue when the my time and me time becomes the God of the day. Because Jesus was not born so that we can just take our me time and make that so huge that we forget who God is. And then we start to worship how we feel, do what we want to do, not what God's word says about it. Does that make sense? So here, the son, then some children were brought to him so that he might lay his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, let the children alone and do not hinder them from coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as this. So for the disciples, we're trying to have a serious moment here. Why are you coming and interrupting us? Jesus says, no, let them come. Let them come. It's possible that you feel inconvenienced by just having people around you. Jesus was not like that. He says, you know what? Let them come. If you decide to have people in your home, it's not an inconvenience. It's a giving moment. Amen? You can actually feel inconvenienced by people in your house, and yet you invited them. Why did you invite them? Because you wanted to look Christian. Don't do that. Do it because you love God. So they come to your home. It's not an inconvenience. You've invited them to come. Have a great time together. But then he goes, Father says, you know, he says, let the children alone and do not hinder them from coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as this. There's a childlike spirit we need to have. Children have fun. They forget their issues pretty quickly. They don't carry the anxiety of tomorrow. I mean, I know they're not here, but John Gerard just had, and Kim had a baby. That baby is not worried about the next minute. That baby is not thinking about the next meal tomorrow. That baby is having a bliss. He just came to the universe, to the world. What's this place? There are no issues there. Does that make sense? And there's a lot of young kids with us here today, young children that don't have that issue at all. But I think we grow old and we lose that spirit. We get in the illusion that we can control the universe. We really can't. We just need to experience God today and enjoy God today. That's the whole spirit of being alive, is in trusting that God is at work today. The idea that you think you can control it just makes you miserable. Yes, you need to be responsible. Yes, you need to have a plan. Yes, you need to have an idea. But trust God to see you through today. Amen? So it's not an inconvenience to pray. Prayer is what allows you to function. Connect with God. It's not an inconvenience to be with people. Connect with them and have a good conversation. You know, I had the privilege of just hanging out with Joe Cook, Inner Cook, that was serving the poor people, just people that were in need in our community. And as I sat there and listened to this story, it was very moving. It was very moving to me. I listened to that story and I said, oh my goodness, this is a moving story, how this person reached out to people that were really in need. And as I sat there, I said, this is not an inconvenience at all. It was just a fantastic thing going on. I know that John Young and his family and Cavalios were out there, and what's his name, and Austin as well, doing caroling on that day.
And my wife joined them at some point, and she says, "That's amazing. I got to do it next time." I said, "Wow." And I said to myself, "That's how you want to celebrate Christmas." They were just giving of themselves. They were out there going around singing songs to people. I want to talk to us, church. I think that giving has become a tough thing for our society. And we may be buying into that, and so we really just protect our time. We have stopped being selfless. We just protect our time. This is happening. We don't show up. We're so much caught up in, it's my time. Everything is an inconvenience. No, learn to enjoy people. It's not an inconvenience. Yeah, protect your time to rest. Protect your time, but connect with people as well. And so he was connecting with children. He wanted to have a good time with them. Prayer is not inconvenience. It's a good time. And he was having a conversation with them and just laying hands on them. And so that's a good thing to understand. Pray for others as well. Maybe you woke up this morning and prayed for yourself. And that's good. You got to pray for yourself. Amen. We all have needs. Bible says they are not for John 17:16-20 said, they are not of the world, even as I am of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you send me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message. He prays for them to stay sanctified. He goes on and on and says, not just for them, but for all those that the Lord will call them, will bring them to me. During Christmas, it's a good time to tell people about God as well. You can tell them about what God has done for your life. I mean, think about it. Tell them who Jesus is, because in today's world, some people have totally walked away from Jesus. And they just talk about the lights, the food, and that's it. If you watch the programs, they don't even bring up Jesus at all, unless it's a religious station. But we don't realize we're drifting along. That's what happens to society. We drift along. And when did I stop talking about Jesus? It's almost not cool to talk about Jesus in Christmas. But we're celebrating Jesus. And he says, I'm praying for them, not for just them alone, but I pray for the ones whom will believe through the message. So we got to be able to talk about Jesus to other people as well during this time. One of the things I'm learning to do more and more and very deliberately is to pray for people, just as many people as I can through the church, but also the world, my neighbors, people I saw on the street that I don't know at all, but I could see they were in pain. I just pray for them without a name by describing their situation. Does that make sense? So I want to ask you to pray for people that need to hear God's word. Pray for them. It's amazing when you learn to pray for people, you start to give of yourself, and you realize your life is not that bad. Your life is not that bad. I know it's not everything you want it to be, but it's not that bad. That's newsflash for you. You really are not in a bad place. You didn't crawl out of an underpass. You came out of a house. Amen? It may not be as hot as you want it to be or as cold as you want it to be, but it is functional. Does that make sense? Pray for people. Pray for others and tell them about God from time to time. Bring up Christmas conversations. Yeah, and some people get caught up in traditions and all that stuff. That's a subject for another day. We'll talk about that the whole day and explain to you many other issues. But just pray for others. Don't pray for just what you don't have. Pray for others and think about them. And you'll be amazed how grateful you will be for what you have. You'll be so grateful about what's going on. And if you watch news, pray for that's going on around the place and let God take care of them. Amen? Finally, but not least, let's pray together. Here, I want to read, when they arrived, they went upstairs to the room. This is in Acts chapter 1. Jesus came, died, risen, about to go to heaven. And they went upstairs. I'll take again. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James.
They were all there. You know, the apostles were all there together. The Bible says they all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. They were all there doing things together, praying. I want to talk to us about just praying together. It's powerful when we join hands and pray together. Pray together as a family group. Praying together as a family. And praying together is not having a quiet time. Amen? Praying together is not having a quiet time. If you have 10 people praying for 1 hour each, well, we're going to be there the whole day. That can be a scary proposition. But it's just really praying together can take up to 20 minutes, 25 minutes. It's not a bad thing to do. Does that make sense? So I ask you that will you pray together? You pray as a family together and help everyone to have a prayer together. God hears those prayers. They did this. Church, I think that some of us don't know how to pray and I've never prayed with someone that prays. Prayer is personal. It's not complicated. Prayer is telling God what's on your heart. But we can learn to pray together. Amen? And some of us are so afraid about, I don't know how to pray. Then just come and hear how people pray and repeat what they said. It can be long, it can be short, but just pray. And some people say, well, why should I pray? You pray because you're going to the source, the God who created the universe. That's why you pray. Why should I pray? You pray because you need God to help you take care of you. You may think, well, I don't need God. I know what to do. Just because you can explain how to get home, God has angels protecting you throughout. I mean, on my way here, I was a bit excited. You know, I was having a good time. And I had a bit of a hydro drive. And I said, oh, my goodness. And I was thinking about the message. And I said, wow, what a way to go out. If I went out that way, I was thinking about God's word. But I said, well, you need to slow down and just come easy because there's puddles everywhere. But God took care of me. There's so much that God takes care of you. You know, this Christmas, for every one person in a plane, there's 9 on the road. You know, I was listening to news, so that's how I got that information. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, that's a lot of variations. And I'm on the road. What happens? God is going to take care of you. See, God is always there. I think that's a factor that I want to bring back for you to this Christmas, that God is real. You need to experience God this Christmas. Take a moment and still yourself. Don't be in the run. Just experience God by looking at the trees. They don't have leaves, but they're there. And that God created that. And in a few months, the leaves will come right back. I mean, look at the sky, the sun. I think we're going to have a wet Christmas. Look at the rain come down. It's amazing. Simple stuff. I'm telling you, it's amazing if you just take time to think about God created that. Take a moment and listen to yourself breathing. It's amazing. God created you. All the cells are functioning and all that stuff is happening. You're breathing, you're walking. God created you. It's amazing. It's amazing that the food you eat, God created that too. I don't want to talk about the dead animals, but I'll leave it to that. I don't want to put any guilt on you guys. Just have fun with that, amen? I'm a pescatarian. I may put some... Anyway, enjoy the meal. Enjoy Christmas. Don't worry about that. Does that make sense? So pray together, though. Pray together. My goal is pray together. Don't just take it for granted. There is power in praying together. If we do that, God will bless our lives. We'll come out of there telling people about God, and may his name be glorified. Amen.